Thank you to the organizers. Thanks for the t-shirts. They're really, really cool, and that's why I come to these events. So thank you. And I hear white officials are wearing these t-shirts, so I think we made some progress. Anyhow, Sangredo SI, the Open Society Institute, and as we're not representing a particular constituency, maybe I should offer some words on our motivations, I thought, to start with. So I, in particular, work with the information program, and basically we have two main goals. One is to really keep the internet open and free. That's why we work on net neutrality, on the webcasting treaty, and many other things. And secondly, and this is what my colleague Ashraf Patel from our office in Southern Africa was pointing to, we're very concerned with giving marginalized and poor people access to knowledge. And we think access to knowledge is a fundamental human right, and we think that people who cannot afford access to knowledge goods, you know, should do so by any means, and that means, and that's now my very personal view, in many instances those people will have to use pirated textbooks, and I think that's their right to do so. Maybe I should also say here that I'm at this point speaking my personal capacity and not as OSI. I'm trying to convince George Soros to adopt my positions on IP, but it's work in progress, but I'm also sure it's a question of time. So I hopefully next time can speak as OSI. I'm very, very excited about this meeting. I have attended many tech meetings. Some were brilliant, others not brilliant, but still important. This one I feel, and I know I'm always being very honest with the tech group about what I think about the success of meetings. I think this one is really particularly important and critical and crucial, and I'm very, very positive. And two main reasons. One is I think the big corporations just take wrong decisions, and I can't believe how wrong their decisions are. A quick anecdote on that one. I recently attended a meeting on copyright in the digital age at the Cato Institute, and a representative from Universal, the film corporation, asked, we really need that strong IP regime, otherwise how should we ever recoup the $200 million we invested into King Kong? And the answer from the panel was, well, should you have realized yet, producing a $200 million film is just a really wrong business decision at this time in history. So I think that is an important, whatever, story here. And the second reason I think we're winning is because I think there is a movement out there, and it's basically a political movement. It's a movement, and that's what I'm particularly happy that we're here coming together, not only of consumers and other people who need access to knowledge, but also people who create knowledge. And I think that's particularly important about this movement here. I know James Ball has some years back written an important article about environmentalism and compared, you know, the strives and struggles in this community to the environmental movement. And I think latest at this point in time, we have a movement that is comparable to the green movement. So, and if we think about Aziz, who was here before in the work he's doing here in France, but also Sweden and the political party being formed around the downloading and peer-to-peer file sharing issue in Sweden, I think those are clear signs. Very quickly, reflections on this meeting. One conclusion or thing that emerged for me very, very strongly that knowledge goods in the digital age have to be priced at marginal cost. I think this is what runs through all of what we're discussing, and our task is really to find the right business models for that. And would we pretend it is different is just wrong, and I think that's the way forward. But also I think it was there were very interesting details in this conference. For example, the one detail I found interesting was about moral rights and whether copyright can deal with the moral rights issue, or whether, for example, defamation law wouldn't be better positioned to deal with such issues. So also the recognition that maybe copyright is not able to solve all the problems we're up against. Now, last word on next steps or how to move from here. I have, I think, three action points, or, yeah. One is, I agree it should be a two-step approach to this Paris Accord, so a set of principles similar, I guess, to the Geneva Declaration, but with a particular focus. But I also, when I say two-step approach, there is a second step, and I think I, at least for the first time today, saw potential consensus on the issue of a global license between creators and consumers, and I think that is, at least in my eyes, that was the first time, and that makes me very hopeful that we can successfully move to that second step. And secondly, there is a big, I think, debate over DRM, even in our own community.